You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dragon Ball Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast, a family, not a network. And we have a new member of the family because I want to welcome Felix to the podcast. What up, Felix?
Hey there. How's it going?
Oh, great. And we obviously, people have been listening, a little bit of a hiatus, trying to pull things together, and then got bit. And Felix got a hold of me and asked if he could do the show with me. And I said yes. And it's funny because you ended up saying, well, should we get together and talk ahead of time, see if things happen? I'm like, no, that takes too much time. Let's just do it. So here we are.
Basically, like, just in case I'm a total weirdo and trying to, like, kidnap you or something, let me know.
That would make it better. So there you are. I'm assuming that you're a weirdo if you want to talk to me. So there you have it. We're ready to roll. And you are actually more of a, I wouldn't say Dragon Ball fan, but you have read through all of Dragon Ball. So you are more knowledgeable and learned than I am, right?
I'll avoid spoilers, though.
Yes, that's fine. And even when we do things, because I tend to guess at stuff, you know, oh, I think this, you could give a chuckle.
Okay.
Oh, like, and you probably will. You're probably like, yeah, you think that, jerk? Like, oh, my goodness. I didn't know. But again, this is a manga, though. I don't know that it's necessarily made to kind of guess that much. There's stuff that you can kind of say, oh, I think he's going to go for this. It's pretty much straightforward for the most part, but there are some big things that I guess I could guess at now that I'm saying, like, if we were doing the tournament and I'm just out of nowhere, I think that Goku will win. Like, stuff like that would be goofy. But here we are with Tale or Chapter 57, The Storming of Muscle Tower. And it's pretty good. We were talking that where you're going through it, you actually have an edition that has a bunch of color pages as well. And what I thought was this kind of steps up the art and the shading. And it just kept sticking with me as I was going through that. And when you said that, it kind of does make a little bit of sense, but it's cool. And now I want some color pages in my edition, but I go right from the app.
Yeah. I really like the sort of VizBig. They're a little bit bigger, so it's easier to see the art in some more detail. And they have a bunch of the color pages, and it's three volumes in each one. I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would like that as well. I wear glasses as well, so might help out. Sometimes my eyesight isn't the greatest, but the last chapter, we ended up having Goku get shot down as he's going to look for Grandpa Dragon Ball, and he ends up where the Red Ribbon Army, in particular the White Squad, is there in this village trying to do the same. They're trying to find the Dragon Balls. Obviously, Goku ends up having the tracker, and they are trying to find him as well because he disappeared. And we saw that little girl take him and bring him to her house. And she's cute as a button. I was actually hoping that we'd get more of her in this chapter. She's kind of there and they set up some gags with her. But I hope, again, here's where I say I don't predict things or whatever. But I really hope that we would see more of her. But I don't know. I'm kind of worried. I do like her, though. How about you?
Yeah, she's a fun character. I always like when there's somebody who's kind of on Goku's level. You know, like when Kuririn comes in and it's, you know, is a kid, you know, because you start right from the beginning, Bulma being sort of older teenager, you know, and then he's always fighting adults, right? You know, I like when there's a kind of kid for him to play off of.
I agree. And it's fun when he's fighting adults. And we'll get it in these next couple chapters. I mean, it is fun when he's fighting a behemoth of a man because of that juxtaposition of how small he is. But you're right, though, because when he's with the adults, the humor is more of the, oh, look at naive Goku. Oh, Goku, he's so funny and silly and whatnot. But when he's with a kid, it reminds you that he is just a little kid. And in a way that's more wholesome in my mind. And again, I just like her. She's just sitting there with a little sweater on, drinking her hot cocoa, and Goku wakes up. He has no idea what had happened, where he is, but he ends up finding out pretty quick. I mean, this village is kind of the typical deal where they're taken over by the Red Ribbon Army, by the White Squad, and we even saw General White kind of yelling, we got to find this kid, they know what he kind of has, they know what he can do, so they want to get that because they want these Dragon Balls. But you see that the village itself doesn't really understand you know, the Dragon Balls themselves. They know that there's something going on, that these things are being sought after, but they don't necessarily understand why and how big it is. And then you have Goku, who he should. He doesn't really care. And it goes with that idea again where he's so wholesome that he's looking for something that could completely change the entire universe for him, but he really just wants his grandpa ball back, and that's just what he focuses on, right?
Yeah, it's so funny, because they hear that he's looking for the Dragon Balls, and he just describes them, you know, where is it? He just says, oh, they're these ball things, you know. And they're like freaking out. Oh, are you with the Red Ribbon? And he says, what is that thing anyway? You know, just so nonchalant about the whole thing.
Yeah. And what I also like in this kind of the subtle bit of it is, well, first off, I love when this little girl, Snow, she ends up running from him when he does say, oh, you know, I'm here and I'm trying to find you. She's like, oh, my God, you're not with the Red Ribbon.
Yeah.
And he's like, huh, well, what's that? And I like, though, that here's a play here that we have never really seen much of, where there is a kind of a parental figure taking care of Goku. And it's so nice to see it. It actually makes me a little sad about the idea that he never really did have this. And this mom, she kind of steps in. It's like all of a sudden, you know, she sees that Goku's a good kid and is very nice and a mother to him. I like when he's just running around doing things and she's like, no, 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 you got to do this. And we'll get to the point where it's really cute. But even she says, you're lucky my daughter found you. You would have frozen to death. He doesn't understand what that really means. We'll see, because he is, again, such a blank slate who hasn't seen much, but now he's out and about in the world. And we will get that. But the Red Ribbon Army, they are, you know, after him, and they end up seeing a track where you did see where Snow was dragging him from where he ended up in the snow. And they're just going to follow it. It reminds me a bit of, say, Star Wars, where you end up where they're looking for the droids, obviously here, but you end up where the track just goes right to the house. And unfortunately, Snow, if she took it, didn't realize that this would be a problem. She's just saving a little kid. It's a lot bigger with that. But as they're going, you end up where you have Goku like, here, this is what these Dragon Balls are. He just pulls it out. These things that this Red Ribbon Army are desperately trying to seek out. He just casually is like, here's one of them here, but this isn't the one I want, right? But it's pretty cool. And I do like just how nice that it's one of those things where you could sit there and say, well, you know, it's a little down deal or whatever. There's no down stuff, I think, in this whole thing. And it is just cool. And if you jumped in the last couple of chapters, because with that change, it does even give you some backup to tell you or recap to tell you what this is all about. And I think that's good, right?
Yeah, that's true. Like the beginning of the new arc, it's easy, I feel like, with Dragon Ball to usually come in at the beginning of an arc, even though it's better if you go from the beginning. I really like the whole kind of domestic scene that you were talking about, because obviously Goku grew up with his grandpa, but he really never had a mother. And
yeah, and that's what I meant by that. It's more of the mother deal. And we didn't see the grandpa, but he loves his grandpa. But yeah, it's nice he has a mother, right?
Yeah, and it's just all through this chapter, it feels like she's kind of wanting to take care of him and make sure he's okay. Obviously, she's this little kid. And then sort of shocked when he showed how powerful he is.
Yeah, and that is kind of the fun thing, too. And again, if you did jump in, and you're right, if you jumped in, especially this beginning of this arc deal, really felt like it was something where people could jump in. Now, like you said, you should start at the beginning and then you're going to get a lot more, but it really does set it up. But it is kind of a side deal, you know, weird character work of knowing Goku is nice. I mean, you end up having this woman just want to mother him right away. Yeah, he's a little kid, but, you know, he ends up at points. Sometimes he's a little sus. Sometimes he's a little like he doesn't understand. Luckily, he's not pat-patting around here. He's kind of got past that. That would have been odd. But you get that idea. He is just a nice little kid that people do like. And seems like when he's talking and things like that, that they might think, oh, you know, he's in trouble. The Red Ribbon Army's going to come. He's got, you know, this kid's gotten into a lot more trouble than he should have. And, oh, I feel bad for him. But that's when the soldiers show up and come in. I mean, and come in with guns, you know, raised. This isn't just they're coming in and saying, hey, yeah, we're looking for somebody. They're coming in to cause problems. They're coming in to take Goku out. and grab these Dragon Balls. And with that setup of it being kind of that, you know, little slow-paced, steel, little family, you actually do care about the family already because of how nice they are to Goku and saving him. But you go from there because when they come in, they have no idea what they're getting into at all.
Yeah. And also, we find out, right, that the dad got taken away.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. And the mayor.
He's basically having to try to search for the Dragon Ball so he can't be at home doing his normal work or being with his family. And so Goku wants to help out. And there's this great joke when the guy comes in, guns blazing. Goku points to him and says, "Your dad?" He's like, "No." She says, "No, the Red Ribbon Army." Yeah.
And it is funny because he wouldn't know. It's something that normally he might not have, that people wouldn't think that through. But you're right. And they have the mayor. And you're exactly right. I'm glad you brought it up. The idea where the Red Ribbon Army has come in, and whatever these people usually do, whatever, everything's been put on hold, and they're pretty much making them, you know, it's like one of those things where you'll have stories where everybody in the village, they're forced to work in the mines, they're forced to do this, they're forced to be soldiers, whatever. But yeah, it really sets up well that the Red Ribbon Army, not so good. And when he does ask if it's like, "Is that your dad?" And then immediately when he's like, "Oh, okay, all righty then," and go. But you go from there as well. I interrupted. But even the designs of the army, a guy and what looks like maybe a dog or a foot, it's really cool. It's that combo that actually makes everything in this like so cool with the different characters.
Yeah, the kind of the fantastical world of Dragon Ball, just realistic enough that we already sort of understand, okay, it's like our world, right? But it's also got, you know, all these talking animals, and then it's like, I don't know, almost sci-fi-ish, like stuff like the capsules and everything.
Oh, I love it. And I love the, you know, anthropomorphic deal. It's not something like they're like, "Oh, this guy's this," or whatever. They're just regular guy. There's these two guys that are there. And yeah, Goku takes care of them quick, right?
I love this sequence of panels. I think, right, you've got, they come in, guns blazing. And then you get this shot of Goku straight on when he's just about to attack him, and he looks like gleeful. He looks so excited. You see him jump, and then when he's actually hitting them, I mean, it looks like TV static or something. The way that they have those just so many lines showing just punch, 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 punch kind of a thing. And the next one, there's silence, and they fall over. You know, I think that's so great.
It is, and what I like about it too. Now, first off, we know that Goku, after the tournament, even that whole play was, he was excited to, maybe when he found out, oh my God, there's more people, more old guys around the world that are actually pretty good. So he is geared up to fight, even while he's looking for the Dragon Balls. So this is something like, all right, now I can fight. But I like the idea where we know how good he is. We've seen crazy moves, things like that. But you're almost looking at it through the perspective of, you know, Snow or Mom, these soldiers that they haven't seen this. So I love when Snow's like, "I didn't even see anything happen." She's like, "What just happened?" He's like, six punches and four kicks." She's like, "I didn't even see it." Like that's a cool way to remind us how good he is. I mean, he's so good and so beyond that they would be amazed by him. They've never seen anything like Goku, including him having a tail that they don't, and just this little kid just doing martial arts and taking down what is this dreaded army that they're so scared of. So it's really cool. I like when she just says, "Wow, and I didn't see a thing." And it's done well. Like you said, it's even done in that way where you can tell he's moving, but we don't see it as well. It just happens. And it's really cool with that. But at that point, he is fired up. Right? And he's just like, "I'm going to attack. I'm going to get the rest." Yeah. And again, another pretty good gag. As he runs out again, he doesn't really know the lay of the land here, right?
Yeah, it's great because you see him zooming off from the house and you think, okay, now the real action's going to get started. And you turn the page and then he's back frozen and they fall over. Brr, I'm cold.
He didn't get very far. Because he then says he doesn't even know what snow is. He's like, "What's this cold white stuff?" And they're like, "That's snow." And he's like, "It's kind of like water, only hard." I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, he isn't dumb. He just is naive. He hasn't seen these things, especially, I mean, where he has been a lot of the times it's been very tropical, things like that, but it also opens up the world as well. But to end up where he then, in a cute way, he gets dressed up. I thought this was going to be a problem. I thought that it was going to be like one of those things where he wouldn't be able to fight in this pretty much, you know, toque over jacket deal. He looks pretty, you know, pretty snappy there, but he's really, you know, going. It's like the brother in Christmas Story. He's got a lot of layers going, but he has to. But I like that motherly deal. And even them, she's, you know, cold outside of the house. They walked out to watch him go, but he zips off. And then again, he's so excited to go. He's kicking snow behind him and just ready to rock. And it keeps going. But you go from there because he's heading right to Muscle Tower. He's going to, you know, go and fight.
Yeah, I love this outfit. I think it's really cute.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me a bit of like if Oolong was here, he'd be like, I like the way you're dressed. It's almost like that.
Nice hat.
It really does. Yeah, I love it. I think the hat is great, but it's cute and it looks awesome, the way that it's drawn. But yeah, now he's going to go and fight Muscle Tower. But you go from there because General White's there. I like he's in this control tower on the top there, just talking through the mic and yelling things to people and really taunting Goku at this point. But he even seems kind of excited that it looks like they might have a little bit of action.
Yeah. Muscle Tower is kind of a cool design, too. You see in the opening panel of the story, it looks almost like a castle in chess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the radar on top. And it's really neat.
Yeah, I know. And it feels like sort of protected, you know, But yeah, I see what you mean. He seems like excited as he, you know, when he's saying, you know, so he's come to end his brief, like, shoot to kill.
Yeah. Oh, he's so excited. And I would get the play of if you go into a village like they have and they need everybody to. Yeah, you're probably going to have some people like, hey, I don't want to look for that Dragon Ball for you. I don't want to look for these things. You kind of smack. You can't really do much to them because you need them to do things. All of a sudden, Goku shows up. They kind of recognize it's this kid that they were at. And yeah, you could just go and he's like all fired. He's fired up and they shoot. But you go from there because then we see Goku just being Goku. I mean, he's so awesome.
Yeah. When he orders them to start shooting, General White does. And just the way that Goku uses his staff, Nuevo, to block every single one, the way that Toriyama does the action here is just great because you see basically what looks like four staffs just swirling around. And you see these little bullets.
That's what I like.
Four little bullets shooting off. It's just so.
Oh, it's so good. And you see him. You actually see the deal of them with the bullets. You could show this and it wouldn't be as good. You see the bullets going. So you see what's happening and that they're little ting tings off of it. And then he extends it. And the perspective of this is awesome. It's so good. The way that Toriyama ended up making it almost 3D at one point, even kind of hitting us as we're reading it. And again, he's just going through and he actually is really just nothing is going wrong. I mean, yeah, he was freezing at the one point, but now he gets to Muscle Tower pretty easily and ends up just taking out all these guys and then pole vaults, which I didn't think he would do, pole vaults up to get to like upper limb, not fully to the top. And again, you want to see detail. You see General White in his little, you know, headquarter area up at the top watching all this when you're having Goku Hovo up and yeah, he lands and he's excited. General White, he's excited. He's like, oh, not bad for a kid. Pity you'll never be able to conquer the top of the tower and starts giggling at pretty good. And that's what ends the chapter in a really, really cool chapter. And I'm glad. For coming back, just the idea too, just a shout out. I mean, since I last recorded, Toriyama unfortunately passed away. So as we say it, yeah. You know, a little shout out to him and rest in peace because boy, it's so good. I mean, the art in this is incredible and it's not dated at all. It's dated in a way only because you remember seeing it back in the day and as a kid and things like that. But overall, it's just done so well. And that whole perspective deal with the staff was pretty cool.
The last four pages, it's funny. This is why it's so worth going slowly, because when you're reading the manga, it just sort of keeps going and keeps going and keeps going and just keep turning pages. But these last four pages, when you look at each panel just the action is stunning. The way that it's playing with the, you know, it completely changes the shape of each panel. And when it has him using his staff, you know, it extends and then it sort of shoots outside of the panel that he's in. He uses it to whoop four different guys. And then he pole vaults, and it's just so cool. You can see it happening. It's almost like watching an anime just from looking at the pages.
It is that good. You're right. And I love too. It's like things now that you say it, when you're looking at it, and the sound effects, and they're done in a way that actually enter the scene a bit, but don't, and they don't feel like they're like, sometimes stuff's just thrown on there. It gets messy because of all of them. I mean, one panel that's only, you know, the middle of the page has three sound effects, but it never gets in the way of any of the art. It actually makes it even better. Like, even when you have this whip on the top of the panel, it almost is like that's the guy's getting knocked over by it. And you see that. But when you have that bing when he's pole vaulting, the way that he does it along the pole vault and how it like goes as it's the pole, it's so well done. It's so good. But yeah, you end up where Goku is fired up. He's ready to go, but that ends the chapter. What would you give it?
It's funny, because when I was thinking last night when I read through it, I thought, oh, this really isn't sort of that. You know, it's good, but it's not great. I was thinking like 8 or something. But after looking at the action here, I feel like it bumps it up to like 8.5, maybe even a 9.
I might give it a 9. Yeah, it might be because really I haven't done it in a while, and I'm back, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so good, and we're having fun talking about it. But yeah, I think I'm a 9. It has done really well. And you said the one thing about Dragon Ball that I love, but it's something I have to be aware of. It's the chapters are short. So when you get like, if I'm doing this, I don't like to work too far ahead. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want to spoil it. You've already read through it, but even so, the idea when I'm done, you get done so quick at some points, and you do when it's one of those great ones where you have to read them. Oh, I got to see what's going on. Not that the cliffhangers are, oh my God, Goku's gonna die, or like crazy like that. It's just so fun, and you just want to keep going and keep going. And it's easy because the chapters are, you know, not very long, but the detail and everything in it is so good. But I'm gonna go 9. Are you going 9?
Yeah, I think it's a 9. Yeah, now that I've looked through it slowly, I actually think it's definitely a 9.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It is pretty good. But that is that. So thank you for joining me. Felix will be doing this with me from now on. And yeah, we'll be back next week with the next chapter. So again, thanks for joining me, Felix. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And please, if you aren't reading it, it'd be weird not to, but you have to read it too, because, you know, it's so good and so fun. But with that, we will talk to you all later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.